We're looking at this sugya in Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The case was that they brought out two foods, and the question is which food requires the first bracha? What's the sequence of brachos? And the two foods were shlokos and pargios. Shlokos are cooked vegetables, and pargios is basar oaf. Now the basar was chaviv, but the shlokos, insofar as they're vegetables, have the bracha bar pri adam. So the pargios are chaviv, but the bracha is shakal, and the shlokos, if you hold that they maintain their original bracha, are bar pri adam. And the Gemara relates a story that they placed this option, these two possibilities, in front of one of the various individuals, Nosa Bar Kapor Vishusiach Mem Levar Kofatsu Birech Al Hapargios. And the Gemara says that the bracha on Pargios is based on Chaviv, which means that the premise here is that both Shlokos and Pargios have the same bracha, Shakol Nia Bivaro, and Chaviv Adif, and therefore Pargios was Chaviv, he made the bracha on Pargios. Ligleg Olav Chavero, and his friend sort of made fun of him, he was cynical about it. Sovar Shlokos Bar Pri Adama, Pargios Shahakol, and therefore Hilkach Peri Adif, meaning Bar Pri Adama comes first. So according to the Mevarech, Shlokos is Shahakol Nibidvaro, and therefore since it's Shavu B'Shavu, it's the same as Pargios, he makes the bracha on Chaviv, which is in this case Pargios. The other man, the Omer, holds that Shlokos retains its original bracha of Bar Pri Adom, and therefore comes first. So it comes out, according to this Gemara, if you have two macholim, you have two foodstuffs, and they both have the same bracha, then you make the bracha first on the chaviv. But if they have two different brachos, then you make the bracha on that which has a more specific bracha. Shakol Nibidvar is a general bracha. Bar Pri Adama is a specific bracha. And the bracha is going to be made on the Bar Pri Adama. Now within this context that there's kedima and you give priority and sequence to the specific bracha, we'll call it the bracha hamivureres yoser, which is in this particular context bori pri adom as opposed to bracha shakol nibidvaro. What is the reason for that halacha? What underlies that halacha? Is it because a bracha of shahakol is not a bracha on the specific chefza, but rather shakol nibidvaro, insofar as it includes all objects or all foodstuffs, is a bracha on the hanoas hagavra, and therefore a bracha which is more specific, in this case bar pri adama, insofar as it's a bracha on the chefza, it comes first. So we have a bracha on a chefza and a bracha on hanos hagavra. We give precedence and priority to a bracha on the chefza. The other possibility is to say the following, that shahakol is also a bracha on the chefza, but nevertheless there's adifus and we give first priority to a bracha hamivureres yoser. So if you have two brachas on two cheftzas, which bracha is more specific? It's on a min mesuyam, a min miyuchad. And in this case, of course, pri adama. Now, the nafka min is going to be, and we'll try to see if we can prove that this is a machlokas rishonim. What's going to be in the case where he has the following two choices? He has a bar pri adama, and he has a bar pri eitz. In this case, clearly both are on the chefza, but Pri Ha'etz is more mivurar, it's more specific. If we say that the reason why Bar Pri Adama gets priority over Shahakol is because Shahakol is not on the Cheftza, but on the Hanos HaGavra. In this case, both Bori Priya Doma and Bori Priya Eitz are on the Cheftza, and therefore there's no Kedima here to Bori Priya Eitz, because both Bori Priya Eitz and Bori Priya Doma are on the Cheftza. If on the other hand we're going to say that the priority of Bori Priya Doma to Shakal Nivivvoro is because Shakal Nivivvoro is not on the Cheftza, I'm sorry, even though it is on the Cheftza, it's not as Mevurar, then Bar Priya Eitz certainly would come first, and it would trump Bar Priya Dom because it's more Mevurar. So again, there are two ways of understanding the, shall we say, the backseat position of Shakal Nir Bidvaro. Is it a backseat position because it's not on the Cheftza, or is it a backseat position because it's not Mevurar? If we take the latter approach, then the bracha mevureres would always trump the bracha she'ena mevureres, and that would apply in Bar Priya Eitz and Bar Priya Doma. If we're going to take the first approach, that Shakal Nir Bidvaro is categorically a different type of bracha, and the reason it takes a secondary position is because it's not a bracha on the Cheftza at all. If you have two brachas to choose from and they're both on the Cheftza, you don't have any modus, you don't have any criterion as to which of the two brachas should get kedima. It's only if you assume that the deficiency or the inferiority, so to speak, of Shakal Nir Bidvaro is because it's a bracha that's ena mevureres. So despite the fact that it's on the Cheftza of the Ochel, but it's not specific, it's general, and we give kedima to the more specific, only then would we give kedima to Bar Priya Eitz over Bar Priya Doma because of its specific nature. And if you take a look at Rashi here on Daf Lamed Tes, Dibra Maskil Melagleg Savar Shlokos Bar Priya Doma, meaning that the reason why the Melagleg was not happy with the Adifus that was given to by the Mavarik to Pargios is because he held that Melagleg, the Melagleg held that Shlokos is a Borei Pri HaDoma, which gives it priority over Shakal Nir Bidvaro over the Pargios, despite the fact that Pargios is Chaviv. So Rashi writes, quote, Shehi Brocha Chashuva Liatzmo Lidvarim Chashuvim V'hoya Lo Lakdima. Now let's read Rashi carefully. Rashi says regarding Borei Pri HaDoma that it's a brocha chashuva liatzma. It sounds like Rashi is saying that Borei Pri HaDoma is a brocha on the Cheftza and therefore gets kedima, as if to say that Shahakal is only on the Hanos HaGavra, it's not a brocha on the Cheftza at all, in which case Rashi, in our scenario of Bori Priya Eitz and Bori Priya Doma, would not necessarily give kedima to Bori Priya Eitz, because Bori Priya Eitz is not one up on Bori Priya Doma, they're both on the Cheftza. And when Rashi says she brocha chashuva li atzma lidvarim chashuvim, Rashi is not emphasizing that Bori Priya Doma is more mevureres than Shahakal. He's just telling you that it is a brocha on the Cheftza, and therefore there would be no din of kedima, according to Rashi, to Bar Priya Eitz over Bar Priya Doma. However, if you take a look at Tosfos, in this case you'll see Tosfos Dibri HaMaskil Chaviv Adif. Let's see where the Tosfos here is. It's not the top Tosfos on the page. It's the middle Tosfos, more or less, if you count numbers. Chaviv Adif, Echein La'alocha. And Tosfos says, "Im yesh shnei mini peros lefanov chaviv adif." But Bar Priya Doma difa mishakol dimuveres tfei. Clearly, Tosfos is committed to the position that although Shahakal is also bracha on the Cheftza, but we give kedima to the bracha muveres tfei. And therefore, according to Tosfos, if you had a Bar Priya Doma and a Bar Priya Eitz, Borei Pri Ha'etz would come first, and that would be given priority because it's Mevureres Yoser. So our scenario, our question here might be dependent on the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara tells now, records the Machlokas Shin Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi and Rabbi Chia regarding Pas Snuma. And you'll see this towards the bottom of the Amud in the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi Pas Snuma Bikara Mevarchen Aleha Hamotzi Upliga Rabbi Chia. The Amar Rabbi Chia Sarach Shetichle Bracha Im Hapas. The Gemara then quotes a kash of Rava, Maskifla Rava. This is two lines up from the end of the Amud. Maishna Tznuma Delo Mishum Dechi Kalya Bracha Aprusa Kakalya Alapasnami Kiko Gamra Aprusa Gamra Eloma Rava Mavrach Yakach Botseya. Let's try to understand the machlokas here between Rav Chia and Rav Chia Bar Ashi. There's a din of Betzia, and the question is, what kind of a din is that Betzia? Is it a kium, a fulfillment of the mitzvah Betzia? We call it a kium agavra, or is it a certain chashivus in the heft of the pas? You know, it's everybody agrees, both Rav Ashi, but both Rav Chia Bar Ashi and Rav Chia, that there's a din of Betzia in Birchas HaMotzi. But according to Rav Chia Bar Ashi, in the case of HaMotzi Al Atznuma, he can do a Maisa Betzia, even on the Tznuma. And that becomes a Kiyum Gavra of Betzia. We want the Gavra to be involved in Betzia and to implement the Maisa Betzia, and that he's doing even on its Numa. In contrast, Rav Chia, he wants a Kiyum Betzia in the Hefta of the Pas, and that only applies to a Shalem. And therefore, he's not going to be Mevarach HaMotzi on anything but a Pas Shalem, because he needs that Kiyum Betzia in the Hefta Shal Pas, which is only in a Pas Shalem. Rava holds like Rav Chia that Betzia is a kiyum in the heftz of Pasholim. He disagrees with Rav Chia in one major point, and he holds that he can do a Betzia before the Gemar HaBracha. Before he concludes the Bracha, he can do the Betzia, and that's the language of Rava here when he says Mevarech V'Yakach Botzea is Kika Gamra Aprusa Gamra. And those rubber holes that you need that the bracha in its entirety be on a Pas Sholem, and then you do the Betzia, and that's the kiyum of the Betzia in the Heft of the Pas, because it's a Pas Sholem. So whereas he accepts the Shita of Rav Chia that you need a Heft of a Pas Sholem in order to fulfill the kiyum of Betzia, nevertheless he doesn't agree with Rav Chia, who says Tzarech Shetichle Bracha Im HaPas. That requirement of Tzarech Shetichle Bracha Min HaPas Im HaPas is something that Rava rejects, and Rava holds that the Bracha should be on the Pas Sholem, not Tichle Im HaPas. Now I'd like to take a look with you together here at Tosus VeHilchasa on the top of Lamentes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava Mevarech V'Yachkach Botzea, meaning that the brach has to be chal on a pas sholem, and then you do the betzia as a kiyum in the chefetz shel pas. And the Gemara says Hilchasa Kerava, the Omar Mevarech Yakach Botzer. Tosus says Pirish Shalo Yafrish Aprusa Min HaPas Ad Achar HaBrocha. Shalo Yafrish Aprusa Min HaPas Ad Achar HaBrocha. So the Hafrashas HaPrusa should be suspended until after the Bracha. And that means that we want, as Robin demanded, that the bracha should be chal on the paschal. Yesh noagim levarach birkas hamotzi kodem sheyachtoch kidei sheteya paschalim b'shas habracha. Based on everything that we said, the sheet of Rava and passing like Rava, there are those who have no egg, which seems to be appropriate, that they recite the bracha of hamotzi before the chituch, before the betziyas hapas, so that at the time of the bracha there should be a pas shlema. Says Tosfos v'ein aminig nachon lasos kein davi hesech hadas bein habracha v'lachila. In other words, according to Shit Satosis, in Rava, the Botzea begins the Chituch HaPas as simultaneous with his Bracha, before he finishes the Bracha. He doesn't complete his Bracha until such time as he's Mechatech, as he separates the Prusa, and Tosis is now arguing with Rashi. Because Rashi holds that according to Rava, he has to complete the bracha before he starts the betziah. Whereas according to Tosfos, he begins the betziah as he's reciting the bracha, before he completes the bracha. According to Tosfos, if he makes the bracha and completes it, and then he does the chituch, that chaticha, that chituch would be a hesech hadas. Like we find in general that malacha is a hesech hadas. If you take a look in the halachas of Paraduma, for example, Perek Zayin in the Rambam Hilchos Paraduma Halacha Gimel, the Ravid, the yesod of the psul of malach in Paraduma is because of hesech hadas. Here, Tosfos applies that general rule here as well, and any malach that he does between the brach and the achil is considered hesech hadas, and therefore Tosfos insists that he has to do the chituk b'shas habracha, so that the chituch is related to the bracha itself, because if the chituch was disconnected from the bracha and it was a separate action between the bracha and the achila, it would wedge itself between the bracha and the achila, would be a hesech hadas. If he, on the other hand, completes the bracha and then he does the chituch, in other words, he begins the chituch while he's doing the bracha, that the Botzea begins the chituch at the time of the bracha, and he completes the chituch before he completes the bracha, then that's fine. If he would complete the bracha and then do the chituch, even though the Botzea Betzia sheyesh ba kiyum betzia, so there is a kiyum, a chalos kiyum betzia here, and therefore you would argue that the gemar betzia should not be a hesech hadas insofar as there's a kiyum betzia, but nevertheless the maisa chituch until he separates the prusa, that's considered a hefsek and a hesech hadas, and therefore Tosfos insists that he has to do the chituch b'shas habracha, so that the chituch is related to the bracha, and it's not a hesech hadas. If he would complete the bracha and then do the chituch, even though again the betziah is a kiyum, and it should not be considered hesech hadas insofar as it's a kiyum, but nevertheless a maisa chituch itself, until he separates the prusa, is a hefsek and a hesech hadas. Now the question we want to raise over here is, against this Tosfos, is Tosfos themselves admit that on Shabbos we make the bracha and then we do the chituch, and that you'll see in the rest of Tosfos here. Now you might ask the following question: why is it that Tosfos admits that on Shabbos you make the bracha first and then you do the chituch? And the answer is because Shema Tishmat Yodo Kodem Shetich LeBracha V'lo Yelo Lechem Mishnah. Right, he's afraid that before he completes the bracha, he'll have a hashmatas yad, and you know he doesn't have lechem mishnah, and the bracha has to be chal on lechem mishnah. Therefore, Tosfos holds that the Maisa Chaticha is not considered a Hesech Hadas. Now, even though we said that there's no Kiyum Betzia until he separates the slice, the Prusa, and it would seem that the entire Maisa Chaticha is a Maisa of Kiyum Betzia, and it's not considered Hesech Hadas. So how does Tosfos say that on a weekday you have to be Chotech together with the Bracha? Why couldn't there be a Chituch that is completed after the Bracha? Because even the Mafris HaSaprusa is part of the Kiyum Betzia. The whole Maisa Chaticha, which includes not just the Chituch but also Lahafris HaSaprusa, is one large all-encompassing Kiyum Betzia. That's not a Hesech Hadas if it's a Kiyum Betzia. So why on a weekday does Tosfos insist that the Chituch has to coincide with the Bracha? Let him complete the Chituch even after the Bracha. It's not a Hesech Hadas. And the Rav Zichron of Bracha told us that his father, Rav Moshe, was noeg to recite the complete Bracha and then do the Chituch, even on Chol, something that we do on Shabbos. He did it even during the weekday. Now the Gemara says the following: Omar of Pop, Hakol Modu v'Pesach Shemeiniach Prusa v'Toch Shlema Ubotzea. My time alechem oniksiv. With regard to Pesach, Rav Pop insists that you need a Prusa, and the reason why you need a Prusa, whereas in general we want a Shlema, is because of the din of lechem oni. Lechem oni means darko shel oni beprusa. Now Tosfos at the end of Pesachim on Daf Kuf Tezayin says that the minig is to be mevarech on the night of the Seder on three matzahs, two shlemos, and that's lechem mishnah like any other yontif, and one prusa because of lechem oni darko shel oni beprusa. So that Tosfos has both. You know, he has his cake and eat it too. He has both the kiyum of lechem mishnah, because Pesach is no different than any yontif, and he has the kiyum of lechem oni on a prusa. So he takes three matzahs. But let's read the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Ches Milchus Chametzu Matzah Lechem Vav Velokech Shnei Rikikim Cholik Echad Meim Meiniach Prusa B'Toch Shalem U'Mevarech Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. So the Rambam only has two Rikikim, one of which is a prusa. The Rambam doesn't have a third matzah, meaning two shlemis. And the Rambam continues, says, what happened to the din of lechem mishnah on two shlemos, like any other yontif? Mishum shenemar lechem oni madakash shalom beprusa afkan beprusa. The Rambam is outspoken against Tosfos that we're only going to take two matzahs, one of which is going to be a prusa. And the entire enterprise of lechem mishnah, which applies on any yontif, is completely suspended on Leil HaPesach because the requirement of lechem oni, which is darko shel oni beprusa. And the Rambam is based on the Rif, who appears on Daf Chafei Amid Beis in the Rif Pesach. So, what is the reason why we take a prusa for lechem mishnah? Even though in general we require a shlema for lechem mishnah, two shlemos, the Rambam explains because the din, the requirement of lechem oni on Leil HaSeder, which undermines the din of shlemos with regard to lechem mishnah in general that applies to any yontif, that din is completely vitiated by the requirement of lechem oni of prusa. So on Leil HaSeder we don't make a bracha on two shlemos for lechem mishnah. The entire enterprise of lechem mishnah is completely suspended for the sake of matzah, which requires lechem oni, which tries a prusa, which must be a prusa. The question that we want to raise is, and this is the question that was raised by the Netziv Mivalojin in Meshiv Dovar, is if there's no din of lechem mishnah leil Pesach, why do you, according to the Rambam, why do you make the bracha on a prusa b'toch shlema? Why not take two prusos? In other words, if the prusa is good enough, then take two prusos, and that would be a kiyum of lechem mishnah. And the Netziv knows this from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Tes, that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of lechem mishnah even without shlemos, because the Rama writes v'tzorach livtsoa al shtei kikros. He doesn't say shtei shlemos, implying clearly that even prusos would be considered lechemishna. So the chiddush of the Netziv is the following, that on Leil Pesach there's a din of lechem mishnah, but the kiyum of lechem mishnah doesn't require more than one shlem and one prusa. So we do have lechem mishnah, and the prusa is part of lechem mishnah, and in general prusos is also considered lechem mishnah the whole year round on any Shabbos and Yontiv, and that's why the Rambam requires betzia on shtei kikros, not on shtei Shlemos. So we'll have to have one prusa, matzah prusa leil haseder. That's because of lechem only, but that prusa is also part of lechem mishnah. Then we have the shlema, because there's no need to have two prusos. We need the other matzah for lechem mishnah, and the optimum, the ideal lechem mishnah is of course a shlema. So we have a shlema plus a prusa, and that's called lechem mishnah. So it comes out according to the tziv with mekayim. In the Rambam, so we reference both Lechem Mishnah and Darko Shel Onli Beprusa. And here's where we get into trouble, because the Rambam seems to say that there's no din of Lechem Mishnah. The Rambam says, "Ma eino mevarech al shtei kikros kishar yomim tov." The Rambam seems to indicate that shtei kikros means shtei kikros shlemos, and that's the definition of Lechem Mishnah of Yontif. And he answers, no, that lechem only comes along and completely undermines the requirement, the kiyum of lechem mishnah. Therefore, we're looking for another option to understand the way the mechanics operates in Leil Pesach with regard to the Rambam Shita of Prusa and Shlema. So perhaps we could say the following, that the Rambam's requirement of Sholem on Leil Pesach has nothing to do with Lechem Mishnah, but rather it's a din of Betzia for the Brach of Hamotzi that applies universally. Whenever you make the Brach of Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, you should make the Brach on a Shlema so that you could be Mekayim the din of Betzia. So the halachas of Betzia Sapas require a Shlema, as we discussed in the Sugya here at Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. And if you look at Tosus, Divya Maslam Mavarech, which is the second Tosus here on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, they explain that this Machlokas Amoraim, if he has in front of him for Sudas Chol, Psisim Gidolim, he has larger sliced pieces, and Shlemim Ktanim, and complete Shlemos Pater Ktanim, this machlokis in the Gemara, where he makes the bracha. Should he make the bracha of Hamotzi on the Shlemim, or can he mevarech on the Psisim, which aren't Shlemim, but they're Gedolim? Rav Huna Sovar, the mevarech al Ezim and Sheyirtze. Rav Huna says each one has a plus and a minus. The Psisim have the minus of being Psisim, they're not Shlemim, but they have the plus of being Gedolim. The Shlemim have the plus of being Shlemim, but they're not Gedolim, they're Ketanim. So choose, flip a coin, says Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan, some of them work al Shlema, that even though the Shlema is Ketanim, it's relatively small in size, but nevertheless, the Shlemos gives it that Adifus, that Chashivus, you make the Brach on the Shlemos, the Ketanos, the Ketanim Shlemim. Now, if there would have been Psisim and Shlemim, and they were both Ketanim, or they both Gedolim, it would seem that Rav Huna would also admit that he would make the Brach on the Shlemim. Now, the only reason that Rav Huna upgraded the Psisim to an equal level of the Shlemim is because they were Gedolim, but if they didn't have that advantage of being Gedolim, then Rav Huna would certainly be mode, he would certainly agree in principle that there's a din that we have to make a Brach L'chatchila on a Shalem. Again, they're only arguing here, Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan, because the Petitim are Gedolim from the Shlemim. And therefore, Rav Huna upgrades the Petitim to a special status equal to the Shlemim Ketanim, and therefore you can make the Brach on the Petitim. But obviously, there's no debate on the fundamental premise that there's a Din L'chatchila, you have to make the Brach on a Pas Shlema, even during your most Hachol. And the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Brachos Perek Zayin Halacha Daled, that even on Chol, it's a mitzvah and a muvka livtzah and a kikar shlema. Kesef Mishnah there points out that even the Rambam understood the Gemara like Tosfos, and he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. So if this be the case, then we can begin to understand the Rambam's sheet on Leil HaSeder. Why do we make a bracha on a Shlema and a Prusa? The Shlema is not bidin Lechem Mishnah, as the Netziv would have it, because if that be the case, where's the second Shlema, so you don't have Lechem Mishnah? But rather, even though we suspend the din of Lechem Mishnah, we still have the ordinary, shall we say, universal requirement of a kiyum bitziah, which means we take a shlema for the bracha of hamotzi, as we would do during the weekday. So the mitzvah min hamuvchar is to be mavarach on the shlema because of the bracha of hamotzi. And the Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Brachas Halacha Dalid that we quoted earlier indicates that even on chol, it's a mitzvah of muvchar levatzeah al kikar shlema. And therefore, on the night of the Seder, we need the prusa for lechem oni, but that's not mafkia the din of hamotzi, where hamotzi requires bitzia and a shlema. So dako shaloni beprusa is only mafkia the din of shlema as far as lechem mishnah is concerned, which is a din of, let's say, Sudas Yontif, and it depends on Kiddush Hayom, and the Kiddush Hayom here is that of a Prusa. And therefore, it's not like any other Yontif, as far as that element of Kiddush Hayom that generates a Chiv of Shlemos, of Lechem Mishnah, because on this Yontif, Manishtana, we need Lechem Oni. But as far as the din of Shlemos for a Sudas Chol is concerned, the din of Lechem Oni is not Mafkia, that din of Shlemos for the Brach of Hamotzi. So that, as far as Lechem Oni is concerned, we need one Prusa, and that he has. As far as the Din of Suda and Amotzi, which would apply on Chol and on Yontif and on Pesach as well, that general Din, we require a Shalim Echad. And we can be Mekayim that mitzvah of Bitziah, of reciting Hamotzi on a Shlema and then being Motzeah on the Shlema, the Matzah Shlema. And will be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lechem Oni on the Prusa. And therefore the Rambam says he takes a Shlema and a Prusa. Shlema midin Shlema lebirkas hamotzi, and a Prusa midin Lechem Oni dako shel Oni beprusa. Now let's look at Tosfos Dibur Maskil HaKol, and we'll summarize four shitos as far as Seder HaBrachos and Betzia on Leil HaSeder. According to the first shita in Tosfos, we make the bracha of hamotzi on two matzos shlemos with a prusa, and we do the betzia on the shlema. After we do the betzia on the shlema, then we make the bracha of al achilas matzah on the prusa, and we eat both of them together. That was the minhag at the time of the Baaliyat Tosfos. And it would seem that Tosfos holds that on Leil HaSeder we need a bracha on Lechem Mishnah, like on any other Yontif. And we also have the mitzvah of eating matzah, and the matzah has to be Lechem Oni, which would require a prusa. So we make the bracha of Hamotzi on two matzah shlemos. The bracha of Hamotzi is the bracha of Lechem Mishnah, and that applies to Pesach as it does to any Yontif. The bracha of Achis Matzah we make on the prusa, in order to be Mekayim the special din of matzah of Lechem Oni Darko Shaloni Beprusa. Then we have Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina. He holds that we make two brachos on the prusa, both brachos on the prusa. The Shlema is coming for Lechem Mishnah, and it would seem that Rabbeinu Menachem holds that the Zegzeris HaKosov of Lechem Oni Darko Shaloni Beprusa, that's derived, And we should say that from that Gzeres HaKosa we derive that we don't make a bracha of Amotzi on a matzah shlema on Leil Pesach. We need a shlema for the din of Lechem Mishnah. We're not going to make as it applies to any other. We're not going to make the bracha of Amotzi on the Lechem Mishnah on the shlema. And here Rabbi Meir Menachem is arguing against the riff in the Rambam that we discussed earlier, that on Leil Pesach there is a hafkah or a mute to remove the din of Lechem Mishnah because of Lechem Oni. According to Rabbeinu Menachem, we need two shlemos. However, as far as the din of lechemoni is concerned, we want to make the bracha, both brachos, even the amotzi, on the achilus matzah, the prusa, and then we both say, so that even though we didn't make the bracha of hamotzi on the shlema, but nevertheless we took the two shlemos, and that's a fulfillment of lechem mishnah. So both Tosfos and Rabbeinu Menachem agree that there's a fundamental requirement of lechem mishnah that applies even on Leil HaPesach. The machlokus is whether or not the brach of achilus matzah should be recited on the prusa, but the brach of hamotzi should be exclusively dedicated to the shlema to be mekayim lechem mishnah. Tosfos says yes, we require a brach of hamotzi on the shlema. Whereas Rabbeinu Menachem holds that the shlema is coming for lechem mishnah, but both brachos of hamotzi and alachilus matzah are recited over the prusa. Then we have the sheet of the Ri. His opinion is that we recite the bracha of hamotzi on the shlema, like the sheet of Tosfos, and we make the bracha of hamotzi not only on the shlema but also on the prusa before he does the betzia. So the unique sheet of the Ri is that we take both the shlema and the prusa for the bracha of hamotzi, and then he makes a bracha of alchilus matz and he does the betzia on both the shlema and the prusa. Now this sheet of the Ri is, to understate it, quite challenging, quite confusing, because he's making the hamotzi also on the prusa. Why is that? He seems to assume that you need a bracha of hamotzi on the shlema to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. Why is he making the hamotzi even on the prusa? So it must be that the Ri is trying to work out a stira here that applies on Leil HaSeder. There's a real contradiction here, because as far as lechem mishnah is concerned, he should be making the bracha on the shlema like any yontif. But as far as the matzah halacha of Dakshal, he should be mevarech hamotzi on the prusa, which was the argument, if we remember, from Rabbeinu Menachem, that the hamotzi should be on the prusa. So the Ri tries to work out, reconcile this contradiction. He says, well, make the bracha of hamotzi and achilas matzah on the shlema and the prusa together. Now he's going to be mekayim the din of birchas hamotzi like any yontif on the shlema. He's going to be mekayim the din of birchas hamotzi on the prusa because of this unique halacha of matzah on Leil HaPesach of prusa. So that he has basically the advantage of both Tosfos and Rabbeinu Menachem, right? Because Rabbeinu Menachem wants the brach of hamotzi to be on the prusa because the darko shalani b'prusa. Tosfos himself wants the bracha of hamotzi to be on the shlema because of the lechem mishnah halacha. The Ri is going to combine both shitos, and he's going to require that you take both the shlema and the prusa for hamotzi and achilas matzah. He's going to fulfill the requirement of Rabbeinu Menachem that the bracha of hamotzi be on the prusa. He's going to fulfill the requirement of Tosfos that the bracha of hamotzi should be on the shlema for lechem mishnah. And he's mekayim both the din of birkas hamotzi of every yontif on the shlema, bidin lechem mishnah, and hamotzi on the prusa, bidin matzah. Now we get to the betzia issue. Now, why doesn't he do the betzia on the shlema immediately after he recites the bracha of hamotzi? After all, since there's there's no shaychus here between the shlema and the bracha on achilas matzah, so you should be doing the betzia on the shlema immediately following the bracha of hamotzi. Try to answer this question. We're going to try to analyze the din of lechem mishnah based on the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, V'tzorich likvoa kol se'uda mishloshtan alayayin v'livtzoa al shtei kikros
The Rambam emphasizes the Betziah here. In other words, he's including the Betziah in the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. It means that the din of Lechem Mishnah is not just to be mevarech on the lechem and then eat it, but also part of the essential, an essential part of the chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah is the Betziah as well. So it's not just the bracha and the achila, but it's the bracha, the Betziah, and the achila. And therefore, the Ri would not do the Betziah on the Shlema alone, immediately after the Berachas HaMotzi, because the Ri holds that the din of Darka Shalani Beprusa, which requires a bracha of HaMotzi on the Prusa, meaning the Birchas HaMotzi of the Lechem Mishnah has to be on the Prusa. The Prusa is integrated into the Lechem Mishnah, and you need the Betziah of that HaMotzi of the Lechem Mishnah on the Prusa as well. And therefore the Ri would postpone the Betziah till after the Bracha of Achilas Matzah. He would make the bracha of HaMotzi on the Shlema. He would not do the Betziah on the Shlema until after he made the bracha of Achilas Matzah, because the Betziah itself is part of the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. And if he hasn't yet done the Betziah on the Shlema, then the Prusa upon which he made the bracha of Achilas Matzah can now integrate itself into the Birchas HaMotzi and become part of the Lechem Mishnah. So the goal here from the Ri's perspective is integration, to integrate the Prusa with the Shlema in the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. And since the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah requires Betziah, by postponing the Betziah until after the Birchas HaMotzi, I should say until after the Birchas Achilas Matzah, now he has both the din of Lechem Mishnah, which is fulfilled not just through the Shlema but also through the Prusa, and he has a double kiyum. He has the kiyum of the bracha on the Shlema, and now he needs the Prusa to be part of the Lechem Mishnah, so now he's going to have a kiyum of Lechem Mishnah together with Lechem Oni, with the Shlema and the Prusa together. So at this point, in this sheet of the Ri, again, we'll soon see another minig of the Ri, but as far as this sheet of the Ri, if we just do a little bit of a chazara, the Ri is mevarech HaMotzi on the Shlema and on the Prusa, and then he does the Betziah. So the bracha of Achilas Matzah, which is going to come after the Betziah, it works like this. So again, let's go over this. It's a bit complicated, but we'll get it. You have the bracha of HaMotzi on the Shlema and the Prusa. You haven't done the Betziah yet. And you certainly haven't made the bracha Achilas Matzah. Now, after you have both the HaMotzi on the Shlema and the Prusa, and then you make the bracha of Achilas Matzah, only then are you botzer from both of them. And as we said before, the Ri wants to integrate both the first sheet of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Menachem. That on the one hand there's a din of Lechem Mishnah, and that requires a bracha of HaMotzi on a Shlema. On the other hand, there's a din of Lechem Oni Darka Shaloni Beprusa, which means you need HaMotzi on the Prusa. So how are you going to have HaMotzi on both the Shlema and the Prusa? Because again, Rabbeinu Menachem requires, as we saw before, a Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa. But yet you need a Birchas HaMotzi on the Shlema for Lechem Mishnah. So therefore the Ri establishes a Birchas HaMotzi and al achilas matzah on the shlema and the prusa. Now he's mekayim the din of birchas hamotzi of lechem mishnah of all yontif on the shlema, the din of matzah as prusa on the prusa, and he has both kiyumim. Now our problem was, why not do the betziah on the shlema immediately after the bracha of hamotzi? And we're answering now that betziah is an essential part of lechem mishnah, and since the Ri wants to integrate the prusa into the lechem mishnah, he wants to suspend the betziah till after he makes the birchas al achilas matzah on the prusa as well. So he has now a lechem mishnah which integrates both the shlema and the prusa, and he's got the birchas hamotzi of the lechem mishnah chal on both the shlema and the prusa. So now he has the birchas hamotzi of lechem mishnah on the shlema and the prusa, and then by suspending the betziah until after the birchas al achilas matzah, he has the birchas hamotzi on the shlema, but he doesn't want to have the betziah on the shlema until after he makes the bracha al achilas matzah on the prusa, because betziah is part of the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, and as long as he hasn't done the betziah yet on the shlema, the prusa upon which he makes the al achilas matzah can now be integrated into the birchas hamotzi and become part and parcel of the lechem mishnah. So now the din of lechem mishnah is going to be miskayim on not only the shlema but the shlema with the prusa together, and he now obtains the kiyum of the brach on the shlema, and he needs the prusa as well for the din of lechem mishnah. So he's going to have both brachos chal on not only the shlema but also the prusa. And he has now a kiyum of lechem mishnah and lechem oni, both with the shlema and the prusa together. And all this is clinched through that betziah that follows the second bracha of the al achilas matzah, because now he has the kiyum of lechem mishnah with the shlema and the prusa. He has the kiyum now of darkush of matzah and the al achilas matzah on the prusa. And how does he integrate them both such that the lechem mishnah kiyum would be chal on both the shlema and the prusa by postponing the betziah until after the bracha on the prusa? And now when he makes the bracha of al achilas matzah on the prusa, and then he goes ahead and does the betziah, that betziah becomes the clincher of the kiyum of lechem mishnah. And now you have the kiyum of lechem mishnah on both the shlema and the prusa. So that's the re. Then we have od nag hari levarach al shlema hamotzi hayabotzei mimena ktsas v'lo hayamafrida ad shivarach al prusa al achilas matzo botzei bishtem yachad. So now in this additional tag on minhag of the Ri, Od Noig HaRi, we have a betziah ktsas following the bracha of hamotzi on the shlema. And it would appear that the Ri in this minhag is telling us that the betziah ktsas on the shlema is going to demonstrate, so to speak, that the birchas hamotzi is chal on the shlema. The birchas al achilas matzah is chal on the prusa, but it's also chal on the shlema as well. So even though the shlema has the bracha of hamotzi and achilas matzah, and you might say, well, that's two brachos and two mitzvahs on one heftzah, that's called chavilos. There's no chisaron of chavilos here, because he doesn't need the shlema for the birchas al achilas matzah. He can make the bracha of achilas matzah on the prusa exclusively because of darkush aloni b'prusa. we only apply the principle of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos when he needs to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with two things, two separate things, two separate entities. And instead he uses one entity, one Cheftza. Then he's piling up two Mitzvahs together and saving himself a Cheftza for each Mitzvah, and he's killing two birds with one stone. So for example, if he's chayv to mevarach two brachas on two kosos, and instead he makes the two brachas on one kos, that's called chavilos chavilos. But here it's different. Here, he's adding the prusa on top of the shlema, and he's making a bracha of al achilus matzah. The bracha of achilus matzah is chal on the prusa, fundamentally. And even though the bracha is also chal at the same time on the Shlema, he was already Makayim a bracha on the Shlema with the Birchas HaMotzi. So there's no chisod of Eidos and Chavilos Chavilos, because he doesn't need the Shlema for the bracha of Alachis Matzah. He could be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah with the Prusa. Asher Kitzon Mitzvot on Alachis Matzah, he could be Yotze with the Prusa. He doesn't gain anything in terms of Cheftas here, save himself any money, by having the chalos of the bracha of achilas matzah on the shlema as well. And therefore there's no violation of chavilos chavilos. Now, if we have time, what I'd like to take a look with you is on daf mem amid beis. Again, we're fast forwarding a bit. There's a Rashi there, Dibra Maschil, Chutz min ha-pas u-min ha-yayin. And Rashi says, Kedamir le-kabon, Shegoreim brochos harbe li-atzmo, be-kiddish, u-bavdola, u-bibirchas chasanin. What is Rashi teaching us here? He's telling us that the reason why birchas shahakol eino poter sa-yayin according to Rav Huna is because yayin has special dinim. It has a din of koshal bracha with regard to kiddush, havdalah, birchas chasanim. So that's called yayin is goreim bracha liatzma. We're going to try to understand the svara here that Rashi is presenting and justify why Rav Huna holds that shahakol is not poter the yayin. And ostensibly, you know, because yayin has the din of koshal bracha, therefore you're not yotze on yayin, you don't part to the yayin with a birchas shahakol, even b'dieved. What's the basis for that? What does it mean that there's a din koshal bracha with regard to the yayin? Why does that upset the birchas shahakol? And in the Gemara a little bit later on in Daf Mem Aleph days, the Gemara says the birchas hapas ain't a poteres yayin, and we're talking about yayin shebo betocha seuda, because goreim bracha liatzma. Now Rashi al Daf Mem Beis Dibra Masel de goreim, he says bekama komus hu ba revachin olav viafal pishlo hayitzrichem lishtiyoso. In other words, yayin is goreim bracha liatzmo as a koshel bracha, independent of birchas hanenim of shtia, and therefore the birchas hapas will not patter up the yayin. So we have two Rashi's here, one on daf mem amid beis and the other on daf mem beis amid aleph, which are difficult and need understanding. In one case, here on daf mem amid beis, Rashi says that the bracha of shahakol cannot patter up the yayin because of the din of koshal bracha. And the Rashi on Daf Mem Beis says that the bracha of Hamotzi cannot patter up the yayin because of koshal bracha. What's this all about? So let's talk about a koshal bracha and the bracha of Bor Pi HaGofen. Is it a birchas hanenim of kol hanenim me'olam hazeh lo bracha kilu mal? And in order to be matir lisa me'ili, you need to recite Bor Pi HaGofen, and then you could have a te'ima from the koshal bracha. Or no, the birchas bor pri hagafen is part and parcel of the din of koshal bracha. this halacha of Sidur Bracha Lakos, which means not only to recite Kiddush and Avdolo, Birkas Kesarim on the coast, but also to add the Birkas Hayayin, the Bar Priya Gofen. That's a kiyum of Shira, of Shevach. And it's part and parcel of the Sidur Bracha Lakos, independent of Me'ilah and the Matir of Birkas Hanen. So perhaps we could suggest, and this the Rav was very big on this, that the reason why Rashi writes on Daf Mem Beis Dibur Maskel Degorim Bekamim Komos Uba Umevarchim Umevarchim Olav Afal Pishlo Yitzrichim L'Shtia, is what Rashi wants to tell us is that the Machayev of the Brach of Yayin is not the Shtia and the Hanah and the Me'il and so forth. But even without shtia, you have to make the bracha of the yayin, the bar priya gofen on a kosher bracha, not b'toras birkas hanenim, but also as part and parcel of sidur bracha lakos. The din of bracha lakos, which means to be mesada shevach and shira lakos, includes bar priya gofen as well. Bar priya gofen is an integral part of divrei shevach lakos. And this becomes clear from the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Adaf Kuf Vav, Dima Masel Omar. He says, "Asoy Kosa Dechamra, U Bruche, U Mishte Mishum Kovet Shabbos, Lachalik Beimidas Shabbos Lemidas Chol Shu Inyan Shir Sheino Mem Shir El Ayayin Valchi Mefarish Beshiltus." And it's clear from the Rashbam that Bor Priyag Gofen is part of the Kiyum of Shir El Ayayin, and it's Chal Midin Koshel Bracha. It's not being recited just simply as a classic Birchas Hanen. Rashi seems to indicate this at the beginning of Masechta Nazir on Daf Dalet, when he says that Kiddush Al Yayin is Doraisa, which means that Bar Priya Gofen is an essential part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, because as far as the Torah is concerned, you have to be Mekadosh Al Yayin. That's Rashi's unique shita. So there's a chalos in the Kiddush of Akim Shevach al Yayin, and therefore whenever you mekadesh on a pas, then you'd be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush, but there's no Kiyum Shira, because the principle is Ein Onrim Shira al Yayin. So therefore there's an extra dimension to Kiddush al Yayin above and beyond Kiddush al pas, because now we add the element of Ein Onrim Shira al Yayin, the Kiyum Shira on Yayin. Rashi Masechta Erevin on Daf Mem Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Leisve says that Afal Pi D'Amrina and Hamavar Tzorch Sheyitom Nosno Liachar Lishtos. So one person made the bracha on the kosher bracha, and someone else is going to drink the yayin. Rashi says the time of Mishum D'Gnai LeKosher Bracha Shlo Yehena Odom Imenu Lialter. It seems that the whole requirement of te'ima on the kos is only because of the gnai, and the mevarach himself is not really chayev to do the te'ima. It's just that the kos needs te'ima, otherwise it would be gnai to the kos. So it's clear, therefore, from Rashi that the chiyuv of te'ima al kos shel bracha is not midin birchas hanenim. He himself, the mevarach, is not even being nene, he's not drinking the wine. So it's not just the bracha shouldn't be a bracha of atol if he doesn't drink from the wine, but rather he makes the bracha bar priya gofen as part of the din of kosher bracha, and not just to be matir te'ima, and the te'ima itself will be midin shelo yeh gnai bakos, and that te'ima can be implemented by anyone. So we see that he doesn't need to drink from the kos mikra din. The whole din of te'ima from the kos is because of shelo yeh gnai lekosher bracha. And once again, we see clearly that the Birkas Bar Priya Gofen is an integral part of Seder Kiddush and Seder Divrei Shevach Halakos. Now, if somebody starts a Seud on Erev Shabbos, and the Gemara Paskins at the beginning of Arif Sochim, that with the entrance of the emergence of Shabbos, he's Poris Mapa Makadesh, so this gigantic Machlokas Rishonim in Sochim Daf Kuf Amid Beis, and also in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, when he already made the bracha on Yayin at the beginning of his Seud on Erev Shabbos, does he have to recite another Birchas HaYayin on Kiddush? And if he recites another Birchas HaYayin on Kiddush, it's hard to understand why that would be. He already made a bracha on the Yayin. But the answer is, the bracha that he made Bar Priya Gofen on the Yayin on Erev Shabbos Atz Bitoras Birchas Hanenin. He needs another bracha, Bor Priyak Gofen, as part of an integral part of Kiddush itself, as Divrei Shira and Shevach Alayayin. So even though Midin Birchas Hanenin, he doesn't have to make another bracha, and he can certainly drink the wine of Kiddush without another bracha, but nevertheless, once he's Paris Makom Kaddish, he needs a Bar Priya Gofen under the law of Kiddush. And that can exist independent of the Birchas Hanenim of Bar Priya Gofen. And it would seem that even the Rishonim who disagree over there at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, they hold that after Paris Makom Kaddish, he doesn't repeat the Bar Priya Gofen, because he already recited Bar Priya Gofen Mibo Yom on Erev Shabbos. They hold that if there's no bracha Bar Priyak Gofen midin Birchas Hanenim, because he already had that bracha, then there's no chalos din of Bar Priyak Gofen midin Kiddush. But when you do recite the bracha of Bar Priyak Gofen, not in that unusual case where he started his Sudim Mojo, but in a classic case, then that Bar Priyak Gofen becomes an integral part of Kiddush, and that's a Kiyum Kiddush itself, above and beyond the Chovas Nehne of Birchas Hanene. And there seems to be another clear-cut proof, evidence that Bar Priyak Gofen is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, from the Rambam's Psak in Perek Chof Tes Milchos Shabbos Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes that mitzvah levarach al yayin biyom haShabbos kodem sheyisod seuda shniya. So the Rambam applies the requirements of Kiddush to Kiddush Rabbah on the daytime, and therefore he requires that he doesn't eat anything, doesn't taste anything for Kiddush. He requires the Kiddush be Mokum Suda. And the Ravid has a disagreement with the Rambam. But the Rambam holds that there's a Chalos Kiddush Rabbah, there's a Chalos Shem Kiddush just like at night. Also Litom Kodun Kiddush, and Kiddush Makom Suda. It has all the dinim and the requirements of Kiddush Balayla. The Ravid has a different understanding of Kiddush Rabbah by day. It's not a Chalos Shem Kiddush, it's a mitzvah Bar Priyak Gofen and Shtiyas Yayin. And according to the Ravid, it's clear that Bar Priyak Gofen in the morning is simply a Birchas Hanenin, because the laws of Kiddush don't kick in over here. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, his sheet is that we have a din of Kiddush, and the Birchas Bar Priyak Gofen becomes an integral part of Kiddush. Now, let's swing back to Rav Huna, the Svara of Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that Birchas Shahakal is not a poter of Yayin. And the reason for this is because Birchas Shahakol is chal only midin matir. It's a din of me'ila, of Birchas Hanenim, classic. It cannot patter up and replace the bracha Bar Priyak Gofen, which is chal as a kiyum bracha lakos. And even in a situation where he's not being mevarech Bar Priyak Gofen as part of Seder bracha lakos, we're not talking about Kiddush Havdolah, he's simply doing it to be Matir, the Isur Me'ilah. Nevertheless, the Birchas Shahakol cannot be a poter, because since Chal Din Bar Priyak Gofen, that Bar Priyak Gofen has this Chalos Din, that in the case, or in the framework of a Koshel Bracha, the Bar Priyak Gofen is a Kiyum in Koshel Bracha, and it's not just simply, it doesn't exhaust itself in a Birchas Hanenim. So the Chachomu Mafkia from Yayin, the din of Birchas Shahakol. They would kovei on Yayin a bracha Mesuyemes, a special unique bracha Bar Priyak Gofen, because that bracha, again, in the case of Koshel Bracha, plays a very unique role above and beyond Birchas Hanenim. And therefore, they made a general universal rule that Birchas Bar Priyak Gofen is on a special level. It's a bracha b'fnei atzma, and Shahakol is not a poter. Just to add one last point in closing, and then we'll finish the shiur. Reb Chaim was of the opinion that if somebody came late to Kiddush and he did not hear the Birchas Bar Priyak Gofen, even though he heard the Birchas Hayom of Mekadesh HaShabbos, he has not fulfilled his chiyuv, and he has to hear Kiddush a second time. And that's because Birchas Borei Pi HaGofen is absolutely critical. It's absolutely indispensable in the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's not just the Birchas HaNenim, but rather it's an integral part of Kiddush. And the Rav discussed this in a Yahrzeit Shir, which you'll find in the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori on Kiddush. And this is where we're going to end it for today. And Amir Tzashem will talk about Binyamin and Raya Korach Rifta and Brich Mori Dai Pita Amir Tzashem Bli Neder in the next Shir.